Welcome back to the Coach's Corner podcast, brought to you by Gate City Bank, presented by AM 1100 The Flag. Joining us each week are Dragon men's and women's basketball coaches Chad Walthall and Carla Nelson. Thanks to our sponsors, Gate City Bank, along with Brady's Service in Moorhead and Audi Fargo of Valley Imports. Thanks for joining us again this week, coaches. It was a good weekend for both the men and women as you swept Crookston. So is it too early in the season to know your team's personality? Coach Walthall, we'll start with you on this one. What does your team's personality look like? Do you know yet?
No, we would know if we would have practiced and had a normal season. We certainly would know at this point. At least I believe we would. I think I have a little sense of the direction we're going, but I think after, you know, a couple weekends of playing, it's very difficult. You know, I mean, there's so many things that can change, but, you know, there's just not that long left of the season. I mean, we're done in what, 6 weeks of regular season? So, I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, we don't know for sure, but I do like this group, but, you know, it's far too early, so to speak, to know.
Coach Nelson, you're women, you have a little more experience on the team. Do you have a sense of the personality of this team yet this year?
You know, I'm probably right where Chad is. I mean, I think you kind of get a feel for what you can be, but it's too early. And what's really interesting is when you play, we play Augie and then we just played Crookston, two different kind of programs or systems. And so you just adjust to some of those systems. But personality, I mean, I like our group just like Chad likes his. I think we have good energy. I think we enjoy playing together. So, you know, we just build on that.
All right, Coach Nelson, let's go back to this weekend's games. Is there anything that you learned about your team this weekend?
You know, I thought we had good resiliency. You know, I subbed a little too soon on Saturday, kind of let a big lead get away. But I thought we showed good resiliency and came back and got that momentum back. And so, you know, I like that part. I mean, that's not every team has that, so it's good character.
I want to touch on what you said. You subbed too soon. What? Tell me what that means. What are you thinking?
Well, that's a good question. What was I thinking? No, you know, we got a big lead in the second quarter, and I thought we could end the second quarter with some other with some other kids, and I felt like they just I'm not going to say they weren't ready to play, but it just didn't go well. And then Crookston hit some shots and kind of got themselves back into the game and ended up going into halftime with some momentum. So, you know, I had played 11 kids in the first half, which is a lot. And most coaches are going to play 7-8 kids. So, you know, that's on me. And, you know, I've learned my lesson.
All right. Coach Walthall, how about the men? What did you learn about your men's team this weekend against Crookston?
Yeah, I mean, I thought just going back to the first game, you know, it was kind of back and forth, and we end up going into halftime with a 2-point lead. And then we made a switch in the starting lineup, just not based on poor play or anything, just to get into a rotation a little bit quicker, the way I kind of liked it. And again, that's part of just trying to figure your team out a little bit. And then we just kind of took off from there. And it was really from the second half of the first game and into the next game, I thought we were really solid defensively for the most part, and played pretty well. We limited our turnovers the first game, which was really good. The second game, we got off to a great start. I think we're up 21, 22 at some point, even 23. And, you know, I think what happened is it's interesting, you know, with young people. I mean, you forget what got you the lead and you start thinking it's easy, and you can't do that obviously when you're playing good competition. And so they kind of got back and crept back in it, but you know, we hung tough and you know, for the most part held them at bay, and I was, you know, hey, anytime you went on the road and sweep on the road, I don't care if there's nobody in the gym, if there is, I mean, you're very happy.
You're listening to the Gate City Bank Coaches Corner podcast with Dragon men's and women's basketball coaches Chad Walthall and Carla Nelson. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag. We want to thank Audi of Fargo at Valley Imports for being a sponsor of this podcast. Audi Fargo, located at Valley Imports, is locally owned and supporting a community for over 45 years. A proud supporter of Dragon Athletics, they take advantage you can take advantage of their best price philosophy that makes your auto buying experience the best around. See for yourself at Audi Fargo, located at Valley Imports, or visit AudiFargo.com. All right, coaches, tell us a little bit about a player or two on your team that has surprised you here in the early going. Coach Nelson, we'll start with you on this one.
I got a couple. I think just right off the bat, Mariah McKeever from Ada Borup has really played really well for us. I think she's improved her outside shooting and her ability to get to the rim and create. So, you know, that was one of the issues we had last year, was our perimeters weren't able to create their own shot. And this year we've done that. And then Nicole Brown has really come a long way. She's a 6'3 post player, junior from Madison, South Dakota. And, you know, she's really done a great job. I mean, she's got herself into pretty good shape, has played, I think, pretty well. I mean, she fouled out against Crookston, which was a little painful to watch. But for the most part, I feel like, you know, she's going to be a big presence in the paint for us, which I, of course, always like.
All right, Coach Walthall, for the men, you got one or two players that have really stood out for you so far?
Well, I think three of our newcomers. I mean, Jacob Nenga, who is a freshman, has had a very good start this season. I don't know if it's a surprise. I just, you know, I know he's a very good player, but just his maturity and his confidence levels off the chart. So that's been really good to see, and we've needed that. I think our team needs that. And then our two transfers, newcomers, have just fit in extremely well, and it usually takes them a while to you know, it's a new system and they're new to it. You know, there's so many things coming at them in a new environment. And they're both from down south, which, you know, I mean, the weather's a little bit cooler here. Actually, Gat's from Iowa, so I shouldn't say that. But, you know, Lorenzo's from Georgia. And, you know, it's just a little bit of a change in weather and all that. So you just don't know how they're going to respond. But, I mean, just they've really fit in really terrific with our team. And just, I don't know, they're really fun to coach. They want to be good. And so they really are willing listeners and learners. And they've played very well. And so they have a pretty good feel. And so those three guys, I guess, not that they're doing well, but just they've been, quite frankly, probably three of our top players, which, you know, maybe some of our returners need to play a little bit better. But it's good to see.
Let's talk about that for a moment, the transition of a freshman or a transfer. Typically, is it really hard, or is it really based on the personality of the player?
Boy, that's a great question. I don't know if I have an exact answer. Sometimes it's your teammates, how well they gel. Sometimes it's the leadership of your team to make them feel comfortable. Sometimes it's just personality traits. Sometimes the maturity level, not only your team, but the maturity level of the transfers coming in or the freshmen coming in. I think the ones that have really fit in well for us is just selflessness, that they're not big ego guys. I mean, everyone has ego. They like to score and all that. But I mean, you know, you understand you're a part of something bigger than just yourself. And I know that sounds kind of kumbaya-ish, which is not my deal. But I just think those kind of things. But I don't know if there's an exact deal. Sometimes it's just like any other young man or young woman going to college. Sometimes there's better fits than others, and that's okay.
Coach Nelson, women any different on how they adapt to a new team, whether it's a freshman incoming or it's a transfer?
Well, we don't deal with a lot of transfers, so I would say freshmen, you know, I think the biggest thing for freshmen is a lot of things what Chad touched on was the fit, how they fit in, especially with women, it's how you feel. It's a lot of feelings going on, and, you know, so it's how you feel. But, you know, I always say that the quicker someone grasps the system, the more success they're going to have. You know, Carly Machenbacher and Paige Thompson have done a really good job of grasping the system and are able to play a lot as freshmen. And, you know, I have three other freshmen that I think can do that. It's just a matter of time.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner podcast with Dragon men's basketball coach Chad Walthall and Dragon women's coach Carla Nelson. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag, and we want to thank Brady's Service for being a sponsor of this podcast. Cold weather can mean new issues for your car or truck, and Brady's Service in Moorhead is ready to help students get their vehicles in tip-top shape. So Brady's is the place to go to get their vehicles checked out and get road ready. Brady's has been helping college students with their vehicles since 1993 so that the auto is ready for a trip home or just to get around town for work and school. Brady's is close to campus, and many times you'll talk to the owner himself. Brady's Service in Moorhead, just off 8th Street and north of I-94. All right, coaches, let's talk about things you want to see more of from your respective teams. And Coach Walthall, we'll start with you. What do you want to see your team get better at or do more of?
Well, we have to take care of the ball more consistently. I think of the four games we've played, I've been pleased in one game of our turnover assist ratio. So I think we need to do a better job of that. And I do think that our rebounding can always be better. But the other thing is, we start to get into this thing, I'm starting to find out a little bit more of our identity as far as who we are and what we are offensively. And it's not a matter of what I'd like to see differently, but now that I've seen a little bit of the direction we can go, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing if we can do some of those things offensively. So it's just a matter, again, I mean, getting to know your team. And so I'm excited about where we're going offensively as far as, you know, putting pieces in where they fit. It's like pieces to a puzzle, you know, you're trying to figure it out. So as we start to get our rotation and who plays where and what their strengths level is, and, you know, we'll continue to do that.
So let's expand upon that just for a second, because you said you're starting to see what you think they are. What are you seeing?
Well, like I said before, we're deep, but you know, as Carla mentioned, you know, when she played 11 players, I mean, that's a lot of players. So we really have, I think, a nine-man rotation right now, and we have a couple players there that are 10, 11 if someone gets in foul trouble or whatever. But, you know, I think we're pretty set right now with nine, and we had to get set with our rotation quickly. We didn't have, you know, November and December to kind of sort things out. So we had to figure things out, and I've done some different things just because of the situation as far as just sitting down with the team and telling them this is where we're at, you know, and hit them point blank with it. So I do think it's a team that can run. It's a team that can have different players bring the ball up the floor if they do get a rebound, which, you know, sometimes you don't want to trust those guys and if they're not a point guard. But as long as we can take care of it, I think, you know, if we can run an unorganized break a little bit. And, you know, I do think this has a chance to be a pretty good defensive team. I think we are long in spots. I think we're athletic in spots, and I think we have a willingness to guard. You know, I think Jacob Aninga and Bryce Ersfeld are very undersized, but they work very hard, and I think the guys around them are long. But we're going to play Bryce and Jacob together a lot, and we might sacrifice some, you know, size defensively there, but, you know, they can make up some of that just with their mindset too. So, but we, you know, we've got some potential there, but again, potential's potential.
All right, Coach Nelson, how about for you? For what do you want to see out of your team, or what do you want them to get better at?
Well, I think always defensively, you know, we have to continue to defend. And then maybe even improve rebounding. I mean, we've out-rebounded our opponents the first four games, but I feel like that's something that just isn't right where we need it to be either. Probably a little bit more physicality there. And then offensively, the nice thing is we can do some different things this year. We're not just a high-low, inside-out type team. I mean, we can run some other four-out options. So that's actually nice. And the idea would be to keep growing that. But again, I think for us, and just like Chad, you try to find out who is in that top eight or nine. And, you know, I'm still not there yet. I still think there's, you know, some competition there. So, I mean, competition never killed anybody. So we'll see if anybody, steps up and takes that. Because I'm not a big fan of, position by committee either. Like, you know, when you go position by committee, it's because it's a position of lack of commitment. So, you know, we actually need someone to commit to maybe securing those positions. So, you know, it's so early, and I think there's still so much unknown that, you know, each week you're just doing the best you can to try to improve those areas, and are grateful that we have this opportunity to play right now.
You both mentioned rebounding. Carla, I'm going to go to you. You've always emphasized rebounding.
Yes.
What, and it might be a little bit different for the men, and the women, but what is the key in your mind to being a good rebounding team?
Well, I think emphasizing it. I mean, there, you know, you, I think you have coaches out there that, you know, maybe emphasize defense, but at the end of a possession, it's rebounding. So if you don't rebound, you know, all that great defense doesn't mean much. So really it ends a possession. So we emphasize it a lot every day in practice. You know, we do, you know, this year not as much right now because it's pretty
with COVID,
it's kind of messed up. But you know, we emphasize it, and you know, we take a lot of pride in that. We talk about it, and you know, we've probably over the past, you know, 21 years have been in the top 25 in rebound margin almost every year. So you know, that's kind of what we hang our hat on. You know, they say, you know, rebounding is like a deodorant. It covers up a lot of stuff that stinks. So that's kind of what we buy into.
All right, Coach Walthall, rebounding for the men. How is it different from rebounding for the women? And what do you try to emphasize, or is it a mindset you have to create?
Well, I mean, Carlos says exactly right. I mean, so you are what you emphasize, and you can't emphasize 25 things, or you're not going to emphasize anything. But I do, I mean, rebounding is obviously a huge part of basketball. But I do think, as I watch women play and watch Carlos' teams play, I just think, in general, they do a much better job of fundamentally blocking people out. Okay. And I do think sometimes the men just rely on, you know, and Carla and I talk about this, just going above the rim. And highest jumper wins. And I think the more the game is played, it seems like men are, you know, I watch on TV, it just seems like hardly anybody blocks out on the men's side. And then it makes me feel better because my teams don't block out. But, you know, I just, I think one of the things that we do is we don't have necessarily a blockout technique. We just kind of check back and see if he's coming. And then go get the ball, or maybe it's a quick arm bar and then go get the ball. And I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I just, for whatever reason, our teams have a tough time with the fundamentals of blocking out. And so it works for us. But the other thing, you know what I find about the best rebounding teams that I've had is when you just got big guys that are long and athletic, and sometimes that just works out the way it is. Now, I will say I'm very stubborn on our twos and threes getting offensive rebounds, because I just think it's so easy for just stand and watch the ball, and they don't recognize how many opportunities they can get if they just fly in there. And I think that's a big part of what we try to do. But, you know, I just think in general the women do a better job of technically just blocking out, because the ball, it's below the rim more in that game. And Carla and I talk about that all the time.
Unless
Carla's got somebody that's dunking on her team or something, I have no idea.
No.
Well, and I think you guys make a good point. In my opinion, watching high school and college, it's easier for the men to get offensive rebounds because of the lack of blocking out, and it seems to be harder for the women's team to get offensive rebounds because they emphasize blocking out. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree. You know, and I think Chad and I would both agree that when you play a team that rebounds well, there's nothing more frustrating, because they keep you out of, if you like to transition, if they rebound hard offensively, it's hard to get into transition. So you control tempo. And it's like for us, you know, people come in, they want to out-rebound us. And it can be super frustrating because it makes it a very difficult game for us. You know, and the other thing with rebounding is you may be playing lesser talented kids, and you can emphasize defense and rebounding because it does not take talent. It takes people who are honestly willing to work hard, and that can make up for a lot of issues when it comes to talent.
Coach Walthall, on the rebounding side, for offensive rebounding, would you agree that because men as a whole don't box out as much, it makes for easier offensive rebounding?
It's so not fundamental.
I'm just crushing the men's game right now. I just think men rely on their athleticism sometimes, and they don't pay attention as much as the women. And quite frankly, I think women pay attention to detail a little bit better in general in life. Right. Yep. And I think that's, you know, and sometimes, you know, men have a tough time sometimes and lose track and they drift. And so if you're playing a team that does that, you want to take advantage of that. But that takes emphasis and reps, and I want guys flying in there. And if you're a three-man and you're 6'5 and athletic and you sit there and just ball watch, you're doing a disservice to what you could do. And, you know, Lorenzo the other day had 6 offensive rebounds. Well, you know, he's found out that he can score in some other ways. And so he's, you know, that's something that, you have to take advantage of.
This is the Gate City Bank Coach's Corner Podcast. I'm Greg Bird with Dragon Women's Basketball Coach Carla Nelson, Dragon Men's Coach Chad Walthall. We want to thank Gate City Bank for sponsoring our podcast. Gate City is proud to support local Moorhead sports. And with Gate City Bank, you can enjoy free ATMs with unlimited automatic fee refunds anytime, anywhere, worldwide. Be sure to ask about their low interest rates and contact any of the 43 locations across North Dakota and central Minnesota. That's Gate City Bank. For a better way of life, member FDIC and equal housing lender. All right, we talked about back-to-back games against the same team and how if you won the first game, the losing team maybe had a little bit of an advantage going into game two. You both won the first game and you both managed to win the second game against Crookston. Coach Nelson, I'm going to start with you on this one. What was in your mind as you prepared for game two against Crookston, knowing that they were going to make some kind of adjustments?
You know, I guess my philosophy was just keep it simple. You know, we were able to make a couple adjustments defensively, and that helped us on the defensive end. And then offensively, we just saw we could probably be a little more aggressive in certain areas. And so, but when you're in this situation, you have some experienced players, some young players, I think the best thing to do is just keep it simple. You're going to do what you do. And, you know, I felt like really for about 35 minutes in the second game, we played pretty well. And, you know, so I just don't think you can make it complicated this year. It's just not going to work. So simple is good.
All right, Coach Walthall. Game one Friday night, handled them pretty well. Game two, what were your concerns or what did you emphasize to your team going against the same team back-to-back?
Same. I mean, you know, you prepare, you know, throughout the week how you're going to play defensively. And you can't all of a sudden switch 14 hours later or whatever it is. You know, I mean, you rep it. And so, you know, that's in their mind. And so to adjust and do something differently is tough. You can maybe do a few things, but you got to keep it simple. And, you know, the biggest thing for us, I think, was offensively, we found a rhythm in the first half. And that's more on us just feeling comfortable than anything. So there's just not a lot we do. We might show 5 minutes worth of clips defensively in the morning and get some shots up. And then go over to Crookston and play. I mean, that's really all you can do.
All right, up next is Bemidji for you too. Coach Walthall, what do you want to see your team do well, and what can you tell us about Bemidji?
Well, I mean, Coach Boshi over in Bemidji does a great job. They've always been a very good offensive team. They run a lot of horn stuff, a lot of ball screens. They run shuffles, staggers. They run a lot of different offensive things that are difficult to guard. So we'll have to definitely make sure that we're prepared for all sorts of different things. They give us all sorts of different actions. They're not particularly deep right now. A couple players opted out this year that were pretty significant. You know, I think, you know, they struggled last weekend scoring the ball. And, you know, I think we're going to get a really good effort from them because I'm sure he's probably not really happy the way they played last weekend. And so we're probably getting them at a time where, you know, they're going to really, you know, bring it, so to speak. So we're going to have to be ready. You know, primarily they've always played man-to-man. And they try to grind you and trick you in the half-court sets. So we're going to have to be very alive. We need to try to dictate defensively and not just let them do what they'd like and then pray for a miss. We want to control, you know, some things defensively with some pressure and that kind of stuff.
Coach Nelson, with your women's team, what do you want to see your team do well, and what do you know about Bemidji?
Well, first of all, Bemidji is much improved. I mean, they're very solid in the post, and I'm talking solid. I mean, they have some excellent post players, and then their guards do a good job of getting downhill. So I think that's going to create some issues for us trying to contain that part. You know, they had a kid last week. They got to the free throw line 10 times, 10 for 10. They shot over, I think it was 30-something free throws against Mankato. So, you know, it just kind of shows you how aggressive they are. So we'll have to do a good job there, and then we'll have to do a good job offensively of making them defend us in the paint and off the dribble. So, you know, I look forward to it. It'll be good. I mean, anytime we can get these games in, I think it's a blessing. And, you know, there are teams in our league that aren't going to be playing this weekend. So it's just a great opportunity to play.
When you look at this game against Bemidji, is this a pace game? Do you want to control the pace of the game?
We always want to control pace because we're not the speediest team in the world. So, you know, we like to control pace, but we like to control the tempo no matter what. You know, if we can get a rebound and get out and run, we want to. And if not, you know, we certainly want to utilize, like, I think we have probably two of the best post players in the league right now, Brown and Peyton Boom. And so we want to make sure they get touches. And controlling tempo is a big issue. And we got to make sure that we keep those two young ladies out of foul trouble.
Very good. Gate City Bank Coach's Corner podcast has been presented by AM 1100 The Flag. I want to thank Gate City Bank along with Brady Service in Moorhead. Plus thanks to Audi Fargo at Valley Imports. And a big thanks to our coaches, Carla Nelson and Chad Walthall. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag. Join us again next week for the Gate City Bank Coach's Corner podcast. Thanks for listening and have a great week.